The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I just want to say hello to our listener who is travelling from Limerick to Dublin to Crumlin Hospital to meet a surgeon who will do surgery on our 8-month-old little girl. There are delays on the road, they say, but they still support the protests and they say that the protesters are doing a great job. Then we have this one. These protesters are insisting they're representing the people of Ireland. They don't represent me. It's as if they're offering some sort of a higher power, which they're not. I don't understand this constant rhetoric against the government of this country. The government is reacting to a global crisis. Nobody on this island is to blame for it. Why don't these protesters sit outside the American embassy or park their tractors up on the golf course or the surrounding areas of Doon Beg? That's from a listener. If you want to get involved, you can WhatsApp us 087 1400 106. Let's get the latest on the fuel protests now. And we're going back to Josh Crosby, who's at O'Connell Street in Dublin. So, Josh, what's been happening since we last chatted to you about an hour or so ago? Any movement with the traffic?
No movement at all, Claire. It's still gridlock here in the city centre. No buses or cars are moving around this area. I've just asked a few of the protesters, are they planning on moving? And it's a straight out no. I've been told they're not moving until this is over. It's not just the bridge that's blocked, but all approaches to this area. O'Connell Street's blocked in both directions. The north and south quays are at a standstill with protesters stopping cars on most routes into this, I suppose, this centre point of the city. And this is not just Dublin, Claire. I'm seeing reports from Gardaí that there's traffic disruption in County Cork on the M8 by Glanmire, in Tipperary on the M8 going northbound. Earlier we had reports in Galway's docks and as you heard there from a texter in Limerick as well, outside of Dare. So this is not just a Dublin protest, but with the sheer volume of commuters here in the capital, this is where we're seeing the biggest impact. Dublin Bus has disruption across its network and the Lewis Green Line is not operating from Stephen's Green to Dominic.
All right, Josh. So do we know what's going to happen after today? What are you hearing?
Well, one of the main online pages involved in organising this fuel protest is called the People of Ireland Against Fuel Prices. And since I was last speaking to you, this online group has now announced a third day of protest tomorrow, saying that Gardaí have been notified in advance of tomorrow's nationwide fuel protest and Gardaí are aware of the planned convoy routes and meeting points across the country. The main protest locations given on this platform include Dublin, Waterford, Wexford, Sligo, Donegal, Clare, Limerick, Cork, Portlaoise, Tullamore, Portumna, Bannerbridge, Athlone and surrounding counties. Now, you might have heard a Lewis in the background, just in case people are thinking that there is no movement around here. We are getting the Lewis red line from Abbey Street over to Jervis, but there's no green line to this area. Speaking from with protesters here, they say that they're not going anywhere. Some have told me there are groups making their way today at the moment from the M1 and Kildare to hit the M50. Now, I'm yet to see video footage of this, but we will be updating you as soon as it's confirmed. One protester just told me that if they do not get any interaction from government today, then tomorrow's protest could be three times bigger than yesterday. So look, it's all to be seen how this plays out.
Well, Josh, we will keep in touch with you and do bring us any news as you get it. That is Josh Crosby, their News Talk reporter, joining us from O'Connell Bridge this morning. And if you have any news on protests or on traffic in your area, we'd love to hear it because we want to share it with other people who are listening, trying to get around the place this morning. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. And I have another listener who totally agrees with the protests. As a Frenchman, I organised my first protest at 16. 3 months into our leaving cert year, or the equivalent of in France, this person says, we still didn't have a physics teacher. We organised a protest and we blocked the town. 2 days later, we had a teacher, he tells us. The reality is, protesting without disruption often defeats the purpose. And keep those messages coming in.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.